Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of my defense to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. In thee, O Lord, who put my trust, let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord. that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret or in a dark place of the earth. I have said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together. Ye that are escaped from the nations, they have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth, in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, I have my righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would above more and more and more. For you know that the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus Christ, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner. Because the Lord is the avenue, or the avenger of all such, as we shall have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out from the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she is crying after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of
of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God,
light of light,
very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven,
and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary,
and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven,
and sitteth on the right hand of the Father.
And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord who giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets.
And I believe in the
Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins,
and I look for the resurrection of the dead,
and the life of the world to come.
Amen. We continue with hymn 140. Please.
Thank you.
sermon theme this morning is a great faith, and it's based upon our gospel, Matthew chapter 15, and I would like to read again the last verse. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith," and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So far, please be seated. You know, salvation itself is so simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Our Lord doesn't demand a lifelong service if a blessed eternity is to be ours. When faith is established by the grace of God, there is no question for entrance into his presence in the joys of heaven. It's guaranteed. The thief on the cross found faith in Christ in his dying hour. Yet, we as Christians dare never be satisfied with what might we call a minimum of faith in Christ. That's dangerous. It is expected of us to grow in our knowledge, learn more about Christ and what he's done for us. We are to become more sure, more certain in our trust in Christ as our Savior and Redeemer. A weak faith can save, but a weak faith can also be lost. The tensions of the times in which we live may become a threat to the Christian faith. False doctrine thrown at us from every direction. Never before has material things presented themselves with more allure. And then, of course, we have to deal with misfortunes that all of us have at one time or another. Problems, worries, temptations that we have a difficult time overcoming. And that's why our Lord deals with us to strengthen our faith. And for that, he has given us word and sacrament. In this morning's gospel, Jesus himself shows a great faith. Jesus and his disciples had left Galilee and had come into a Gentile country. But even here, the Lord's presence soon became known, and he was approached by a woman of Canaan. Although a heathen by birth, she apparently had heard about Christ and had been led to place her confidence in him. She came with a plea. It was a plea of a mother for her suffering child. Her daughter was tormented by an evil spirit. In this helpless situation, this woman was guided to Christ. And falling down at his feet, she begged Jesus to help her. "Lord, help me," she says. That was her cry. That was her only cry. She didn't claim to be worthy or deserving anything. She didn't give a number or a reason why he should help. Her only plea was, "Lord, have mercy on me. I want your help." And Jesus would have to do it all because she was totally helpless. Well, strange as it may seem, such recognition of helplessness is really the mark of a great faith. In Scripture, it's clear that one thing is clear, and that is this, that by nature we are completely helpless in the sight of God. On our part, we can present nothing before God except a record of sin without number, and anyone which would sufficiently bring down upon us the verdict of God's divine justice, and that is the wages of sin is death. You see, God demands perfection. And anything short of that puts one into a state of helplessness and damnation with no excuse except only through God himself. Helpless in her need, this woman of Cana cast herself on the mercy of Christ. And only by the grace of God, she was directed to the one who could help her in her need. And she fell down before Jesus. She knew who he was, for she addressed him as Lord, Son of David. She had somehow come to know that he was the Lord. He was more than just a mere man. He was truly God in human flesh. And that is why she came to him, looking to no one else. And then came the trial of her faith. Jesus answered her not a word. He appeared cold, indifferent. And what a blow this must have been to this mother. It's a wonder she didn't turn away with tears of disappointment, but her faith was stronger than that. Finally, Jesus said, "Look here, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Why should he take the time to deal with a Canaanite, a member of the heathen race? How harsh these words must have sounded to this mother. Yet this mother fell down before Jesus and simply said, "Lord, help me." She would not give up. And then Jesus said, "Well, you know, it's not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." That's a terrible thing to say. But once again, this woman's faith asserts itself. She said, "Truth, Lord." She didn't deny it. She didn't argue with him. She was willing to be classed with the dogs. But she said, "Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master table." All she wants was a crumb of God's grace and mercy. Jesus had openly shown his disciples what it means to have a great faith. "O woman, great is thy faith." And her daughter was made well. Her faith clung only to Christ. She let nothing turn her away from him. And by the grace of God, we have been brought to recognize Christ as our Lord and Savior. And to provide for our redemption and salvation, God in his love gave us the great gift of his only begotten Son to die on that cross. The story of what he, the Son of God, did to earn salvation for us is again being brought to us, to our attention this Lenten season. The word of Christ must give us our confidence. When the storms of life break around us, and they do, he gives us the assurance that we need not fear, for he is with us. He invites us, he says, "Come unto me," and then he promises, "I will give you rest." Clinging only to Christ, that's the mark of a strong faith. May our prayers be, "Lord, strengthen our faith. Teach us to cling only to you. Make ours a stronger faith and help us to take the whole armor of God, that we will be able to withstand the evil and in that day, having done all, stand." Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
From
so at this time. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us this body garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307.
Oh,
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins.
faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you. bless you. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that was given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body of love strengthen and preserve you, keeping of the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
And grant you his peace. Amen.